En LL Flooring, el éxito de tu negocio es nuestra prioridad. Por eso te ofrecemos un amplio surtido de pisos de calidad siempre en existencia, con precios bajos garantizados, exclusivos para profesionales. Además, ofrecemos muestras gratis y limitadas, facilidad de devoluciones, horario extendido y mucho más. ¡Hasta te ayudamos a conseguir trabajadores! Visita tu tienda LL Flooring más cercana y descubre por qué somos el aliado de los profesionales del flooring.
Divergent Security Solutions, voted number one security guard service in Killeen, offering security detail services for corporate offices, construction sites, business and residential properties, weddings, and more. Make memories without complications. Available for public and private security detail. Allow the team at Divergent Security Solutions to give you peace of mind you deserve. Call today to secure your private or business holiday party at 254-686-0042 or visit them online at divergent-security.com.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
The leaders.
Senator Ted Cruz.
Thank you, Chris. It's always great to be with you.
Former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker.
Hey, thanks for having us on. I appreciate it very much.
The newsmakers.
Folks like Peter Schweitzer.
Hey, Chris, it's great to be on with you.
Ann Coulter.
Great to be here, Chris. Thank you.
He's colossal. Stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
Their first concern is not for the security and safety of the people of this country. Their first concern is protecting their left-wing behinds.
The Signal Storm Podcast.
Yes, I'm a conservative talk show host, but and a podcaster now, and a TV personality. But you know, I used to be in news, and I don't know why I still have this. Gnawing at me that it's you're not supposed to be the news story. That's what you when you're in journalism, you're supposed to report on the story. You're not supposed to become the story. But, you know, folks, something just recently happened to me that, and I didn't try to make myself the story. I think this is what every conservative is going through. We're going through the criminalization of what it is to be conservative in this country. The left-wing press, the left-wing party, the Democrat socialists, and those that they control inside of government agencies are trying to institute a double standard inside the government agencies. That we treat conservatives differently than we treat leftists or liberals. So I don't like making myself the center of the story, but when it happens to me, I think to myself, well, self, a lot of other conservatives are having this kind of stuff done to them, and they don't have your platform. So you got to speak about it so that others don't get victimized this way. And I'm going to read from the Texas scorecard account of what happened, okay? Let's see, who did the write-up on this. This, I think it was Brandon. Yeah, it was Brandon Walton's. And here's how it goes. Texas Department of State Health Services is avoiding an interview with a national conservative journalist as questions continue to arise around the COVID shot and federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommendations that it be required for school children. Chris Salcedo, host of the Salcedo Storm podcast and the Salcedo Show on Newsmax, requested an interview with DSHS Interim Commissioner Dr. Jennifer Shufford on his radio program on KSEV to discuss the CDC's guidance as well as other issues of public health. His request was denied because the agency's spokesman doesn't like Salcedo's politics. DSHS Director of Media Relations Chris Van Dusen batted down the request in an email saying, "After listening to the show, it sounds like you make everything about politics, so we'll have to pass." His hostile response is garnering attention on the agency. Quote, "Conservative media, just like the left-wing press, has legitimate concerns about public health," Salcedo told the Texas Scorecard. "The idea that conservative political shows are denied interviews of Texas officials based on politics is discriminatory, unfair, and lacks recognition that our tax dollars fund these agencies too. Not to put too fine a point on this, but the diseases we all face don't follow political boundaries. Our Texas public health agencies shouldn't either." Republican Party of Texas Chairman Matt Rinaldi said it was outrageous that the agency would be hostile to a conservative journalist, but would speak to left-wing media. Quote, There's a lot of rot in Texas agencies, Rinaldi said. State Representative Brian Harrison, Republican Waxahachie, who pointed out language on the DSHS's website last week that all CDC recommended vaccines were required for children in Texas, agreed, adding that all Texans and media outlets are justified in asking questions. So we're going to be talking with the aforementioned Brian Harrison, Representative, 10th District, and we're also going to be talking to the great Senator Ted Cruz, the conservative senator from the great state of Texas. Quite an impactful Salcedo Storm podcast. I hope not only do you listen, but you also share this podcast with friends of yours. Hang tight, my friends. The Salcedo Storm podcast gets moving right after this.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Okay, my friends, it's time to bring on our first guest, Representative Brian Harrison. He represents the 10th District here in the great state of Texas. Prior to that, he was President Trump's chief of staff at HHS, where he defunded Planned Parenthood, cut taxes on small businesses, and helped launch Operation Warp Speed. Great to have you back, man.
Chris, good morning. Always great to be with you, my friend.
All right, let me just go over this step by step. You're well aware. I know you're well aware of what happened yesterday with this Texas health agency. Upon hearing and seeing and knowing, because you and I spoke before your appearance yesterday on Newsmax, what is your reaction knowing that a Texas agency openly discriminates against conservatives?
Well, yeah, to put it mildly, I was concerned about it. And I say this as somebody with, shall we say, more than a little bit of experience helming a health department, having been the chief of staff of the largest health agency in the world. And I don't like it when it appears that taxpayer-funded bureaucrats are imposing ideological litmus test standards for members of the media or just members of the public who have legitimate questions. And I mean, think about this, Chris. I know I don't have to tell you or your listeners, but what could possibly be more concerning to every single parent in the state of Texas than the possibility of having a non-reversible medical procedure forced on their child? And after the CDC made their completely political, unscientific announcement that they're going to put the COVID vaccine on the recommended child immunization schedule, rightfully, I think a huge percentage of the 30 million Texans, especially the parents, have a reason to be concerned about this.
If I can interrupt, Representative, not only are they have concerns, but they have every right to be concerned. And we have every right to go to our Texas health agencies, which are drawing taxpayer dollars, and wonder how they're going to handle these types of issues. And this is a bipartisan issue. The diseases impact you regardless of whether you're a conservative or a liberal or a Democrat or Republican. So when I received word that because my show was, quote, political, that an interview wouldn't be made available to me, that is, first off, I will not tolerate being treated as second class citizenry by an agency that I am forced to fund with my taxpayer dollars, number one. Number two, the very idea that we conservatives don't have legitimate concerns about public health is absurd. And the fact that Texas agencies are being run like this should be of concern to everybody, no?
Absolutely right, Chris. And I go further. This particular state health department employee, he really needs to get off of his taxpayer-funded high horse just a little bit. I will remind your listeners, I've got it right here, what his own website. So he's a communications official, presumably the comms people oversee the website. This is what their own website said only 2 days ago. Quote, whether headed to kindergarten, junior high, or college, children need all CDC-recommended vaccines. But for my intervention 2 or 3 days ago at this point, that would probably still be on the State Department's website. And so every Texan has a right to ask questions about that. You were, not only do you have a right to ask a question, I would say you're doing your duty as a member of the media to flag this and ask them questions about it. Because what this says, the State Department's own website, could lead many millions of Texans to believe that for their children to go back to school, they are going to have the COVID vaccine forced upon them. Now, fortunately, they worked with me, and we got that problematic language removed. But, you know, I'll tell you, Chris, unelected bureaucrats and state health agencies have too much power to control what vaccines our kids take. You were right to ask that question, and I would tell them, if I were advising them, not only should they do an interview with you and anybody else who asked for one on this incredibly important issue, they should have put out a public statement clarifying, like I did yesterday with 19 of my colleagues in the state legislature, rebuking the CDC for this recommendation. They should make language unequivocally clear on their website that no Texas student's going to be forced. They haven't done that. They should hold a press conference and take questions from everybody, you included, who wants to ask them about this. That's what they should do.
Now, on this topic, because it was has been explained to me by a couple of officials on background that under Texas law, that the law protects our parents from having to force vaccinations into their children via government entities. Am I correct in saying that until you raised a red flag that the website for the Texas Department of State Health Services was not in compliance with Texas law until you made them change their language, that they were in violation of Texas law?
The language was incredibly problematic. I don't know that for sure that language crossed a legal black and white line, but I will tell you what I think is actually probably the bigger issue here, Chris, is that what you just mentioned is you're right. Texas parents under Texas law have exemptions. They can apply for exemptions to get out of pretty much any vaccine mandate. The problem is, the bigger problem, far bigger problem, is that the state legislature at some point in the past chose to do what too many legislatures do and outsource their job to unelected bureaucrats. Under Texas code right now, unelected bureaucrats of the state health department have total control over mandating vaccines on every Texas student. That law must be changed. I'm going to file a bill next session to make sure that the unelected bureaucrats do not have the power to arbitrarily force a COVID vaccine or any other vaccine. And right now, unfortunately, the state of Texas, our legislature, has given that power to unelected bureaucrats. We've got to take that power away next session.
Amen to that. Representative Brian Harrison is our guest, 10th District here in the great state of Texas. So back to this health agency in the state of Texas that we're all forced to fund with our taxpayer dollars. The Texas Department of State Health Services, their position up until a few days ago was, hey, whatever the CDC says, do. My question to you is, what the hell are these people doing? What do they do? If all their job is to show up, put on the website, hey, do whatever the CDC says, what are we paying them to do? And by the way, this individual who is this press person, Mr. Chris Van Dusen, who is pulling down nearly $100,000 a year from Texas taxpayers, has a record of voting Democrat in Democrat primaries. The idea that he just gets to show up and collect his taxpayer funded salary and just say do whatever the CDC says, you know, I can do that job. Representative Harrison,
I'll tell you what it is, Chris.
Russell could do that job. Russell on my show on KSEV can do that job. Yeah, pay Russell $100,000 a year. He can show up and say, hey, do whatever the CDC says. What is this agency actually doing?
No, that's right. I mean, I've got four kids. The oldest is eight. My 8-year old can just, you know, sit around and say, put out and, you know, defer to whatever the CDC says. Chris, I'll tell you what this is. This is a dereliction of duty. We see this in blue states and blue cities all over America. They just automatically say whatever the CDC says, do it. I was actually going to go, the way I found this, Chris, I was going to blast the CDC, which for folks who don't know, HHS, the agency I was the chief of staff of, oversees the CDC. So I have a lot of familiarity with CDC intimately. And I was going to publicly criticize their decision on this childhood immunization schedule listing for the COVID vaccine. But before I tweeted out my attack of that, I just wanted to make sure Texas had clean hands. And so I was doing a search just on my own on Google on the Texas State Department website and was horrified to find that, well, lo and behold, in the state of Texas, our health agency actually does the same thing. Chris, any governor, any mayor, any state health department agency, any legislature that allows their state health bureaucrats to blindly defer to the CDC, especially on the issue of these COVID vaccines, pure and simple, this is a dereliction of their duty. They need to roll up their sleeves and do the job that the taxpayers and the voters sent them to do.
Amen to that. Last thing I have for you, speaking of the vaccine, the Texan.news reporting that the Austin-based Informed Consent Action Network, it's called ICAN, they were able to secure release of smartphone-based vaccine-related data from the CDC. This is government data about post-vaccination side effects that people have suffered. They, through an analysis, and they're still combing through all of this massive data because about 10 million folks use this app, right? So they're still combing through the data, but what they determined so far is that 7.7%, nearly 8% of the VSafe users, this app, had a health event requiring medical attention, emergency room intervention, and or hospitalization. All right? So you have, and what I want to know is, and what I was going to ask this health agency, allegedly of Texas, alleged health agency, the Texas Department of State Health Services, I was going to ask, is an 8% adverse reaction to a vaccine, is that normal? Is that concerning to you? And what steps will you be taking as a so-called Texas health agency to dig down deep to make sure that Texans are protected and their health is protected? That would have been one of my questions to this agency.
Sorry.
No, it's all right. Well, let me ask you, is this concerning? Is this data concerning from the CDC?
Well, of course the data is concerning. The most important thing that a state health agency could do right now with respect to the COVID vaccine is to guarantee, to assure everybody that that COVID vaccine is not going to be mandated for any Texan and certainly not for any Texas student, because we now know from data sources, some of the ones you mentioned, including CDC's own data, there are, for sure, potential for adverse, they're called AEs, adverse events, with the taking of the COVID vaccine. Now, and that's why these decisions have got to be made by doctors and patients, because every human is different. Every body is different. That's why these mandates, this indiscriminate vaccination of millions, is a terrible idea, including from a public health perspective, because if you're a 70-year-old with 7 comorbidities, yes, you and your doctor might well strongly consider a COVID vaccine, because the risk, the benefits probably outweigh the risks. But if you're a healthy 3-year-old who has statistically, we know this from Johns Hopkins, statistically zero risk, absent severe comorbidities of dying from COVID, we are giving you a non-reversible medical procedure where we know for a fact some of those kids are going to get myocarditis and other adverse health events for probably zero benefit. So when you have a mandate that says the millions of healthy kids, you're going to all get this vaccine that you don't need, even if it's 1 in 5,000, how many thousands of kids across Texas and across America are going to be harmed by this indiscriminate vaccination? And that's why the real culprit here is these vaccine mandates. We have got to, as a state of Texas, finally get around to legislatively outlawing all COVID vaccine mandates in Texas. I filed the bill last session. I'll do it again this session. We have got to pass that. It's a moral imperative.
Dr. Robert Malone is going to be a guest on the show next week, and I'm going to ask him, you know, about that 8% negative reaction. Is that normal, consistent with past vaccines in this country? And if it's not normal, if it's within the range, maybe we can accept that because it's new technology. But if it's way above the normal range of adverse reactions, shouldn't we tap the brakes a little bit and examine this? And it seems that agencies like the Texas Department of State Health Services don't want us tapping the brakes or looking analytically at this stuff, Representative. And I'm hoping we can get to the bottom of this stuff. Yes, sir. Really quickly.
One final point on this, because you mentioned that the 8% or whatever it ends up being. I've got to point out what CDC did. If we had done this under the Trump administration, it would be the biggest scandal in America. They put a vaccine on the recommended schedule, Chris, without a shred of clinical data behind it, without any evidence whatsoever of efficacy in that population. This was a purely political decision. Their last booster they approved, Chris, they had data from only 8 mice.
Right.
That's it. Exactly. They used that, said good enough, we're going to start mandating this.
Yeah, the G variant, the Omicron variant is what they call it. Right now, they have not published any of that data saying, just trust us. But where's the data? Oh, no, we can't show you the data. It's top secret. Wait a minute. You want me to put a jab into my arm, my children's arm, and you're not going to show me the data? like hell. Representative Brian Harrison, everybody, 10th District in the great state of Texas. Sir, appreciate all your good work.
Appreciate you, Chris.
And now let's get to our next guest, the conservative senator from Texas. He is the driving force behind the podcast Verdict with Ted Cruz, and he's the author of the new book, Justice Corrupted, How the Left Weaponized Our Legal System, the one, the only, Ted Cruz. Senator, welcome back.
Chris, my friend, great to be with you.
All right, let's talk about one issue surrounding politics. And actually, it was a listener who called up the Salcedo Show on KSEV and asked me about this. Because you see Joe Biden out there saying, if you elect Republicans, the economy's going to crash. We all know the game here. The economy is he's already set the course of the Titanic because of his backward policies. How do you think we should counter, as conservatives, messaging this idea that if you elect Republicans, the economy is going to tank even worse, knowing that Joe Biden has set us on this course?
Well, you know, that's a little bit like the captain of the Titanic as the smokestacks are going under the ocean saying, you know, if we change course, the boat's going to sink. Joe Biden has already crashed the economy. I mean, it is stunning 2 years into the Biden presidency just how bad the results are. We have the worst inflation in over 40 years. Gas prices have doubled under Joe Biden. Home mortgages have nearly tripled under Joe Biden. Your 401k has plummeted 20, 25%, 30% under Joe Biden. The average nationally is the average person has lost $34,000 in their 401k because the Democrats were put in charge. We are in the middle of a recession, although the White House tried to change the definition of a recession to gaslight the American people and pretend it wasn't happening. Crime is out of control. Murder rates have skyrocketed. Carjacking rates have skyrocketed. Illegal immigration is the worst it's ever been. 4.4 million people have crossed illegally. Fentanyl's flooding into this country. Over 100,000 people have died of overdoses in the last year. And Biden and the Democrats, you know, it's like the meme as everything's on fire saying, you know, everything's fine here, nothing to see. They're trying desperately to distract the voters from the failures of their agenda. I got to tell you, Chris, I think November is going to be an historic election. I think Republicans are going to retake both the House and Senate. I'm right now in the middle of a nationwide 17-state bus tour. It's taken over a month, going and campaigning with candidates all over the country, candidates for the Senate, candidates for the House, doing everything I can to take the country back. And I don't think anyone buys for a moment the ridiculous spin from the White House that things are doing just great after they've lit the entire economy on fire.
Yeah, one more arrow in your quiver there on what's going on in the United States. Bloomberg is reporting that we are at 21 days left of diesel fuel in the entire country. And we're trying to verify those numbers with the American Petroleum Institute. But, I mean, you know what happens if we lose diesel fuel in this country.
Well, and look, that is the path we're on. You know, one of the things that broke a couple of weeks ago was Biden was desperately begging Saudi Arabia, would the Saudis delay their production cuts in oil production, not don't do it, not do something to lower the price of gasoline, but delay it for 1 month, just until Election Day, because they're so cynical that they're transparently trying to get manipulate the price of gasoline to cause a slight dip before Election Day, because they think the American voters are stupid and say, oh, okay, instead of $7 gasoline, I'm only paying $6.50, so I should vote for Democrats now. And the cynicism of that is, of course, the day after Election Day, Biden's going to go right back to the policies that have hammered U.S. oil and gas production and to drive gasoline up to $8, $9, $10 a gallon. This is, they think the voters are stupid and it's all about distracting them and misleading them.
Well, imagine a Thanksgiving and a Christmas if we have no diesel fuel in the United States. Ted Cruz, our guest, folks, and I want to get to the book, Justice Corrupted, How the Left Weaponized Our Legal System. And folks, this is one of the few books that is so timely, that is so right now, that is impacting and harming the United States of America, talking about the issues that are doing that. Chapter one, quote, enemies. Senator Cruz, I'm sure you were taken aback as I was, as the current occupier of the Oval Office declared those of us who oppose him, his quote, enemies. Tell us about the chapter.
Well, so the book begins actually with Richard Nixon. And Nixon tried to use the Department of Justice and the FBI and the IRS to target his political enemies. He tried to weaponize law enforcement. And back then, look, you and I were kids then, and we were not actively participants in it. But back then, the system by and large worked, which is those law enforcement institutions resisted, and Nixon ended up resigning in disgrace. What Nixon tried to do, Barack Obama succeeded in doing. He turned the Department of Justice, he turned the FBI, he turned the IRS into political stormtroopers to persecute, to target, to harass, to go after, and to try to lock up in jail his political enemies. And it is now metastasized under Joe Biden, where Biden's attorney general has used them as tools to go after their political enemies. And look, the book Justice Corrupted explains how that happened. And, you know, it's striking. 2 years ago, I wrote a book on the Supreme Court called One Vote Away. And the week before the book was released, Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away, and we dove into a contentious Supreme Court nomination battle.
Mm-hmm.
This time I wrote a book on the politicization and weaponization of the DOJ and FBI. And just weeks before the book came out, the Biden DOJ sent the FBI to raid Donald Trump's home and is sending FBI agents with machine guns drawn to raid pro-life activists' home and arrest them in front of their crying children. The degree to which they are abusing power is terrifying, and it's dangerous.
22 arrests have been made from mostly cases that have been dropped locally. Those who are peacefully protesting abortion clinics, and Senator,
yes.
No arrests have been made in those who are firebombing and burning pro-life pregnancy centers, and that shows you how agendized this DOJ and FBI are.
Look, this DOJ and FBI, I think, are on the side of the protesters. We have had repeatedly violent protesters at the home of Supreme Court justices, and it is a federal crime to protest at the home of a Supreme Court justice. And yet this Department of Justice refuses to enforce that law because Merrick Garland agrees with the protesters. He wants the justices threatened. We saw a radical leftist travel from California to D.C. In an effort to murder Justice Brett Kavanaugh. And this administration, they are so self-righteous that they believe they're justified in using the machinery of government to go after you. And it is the very beginning of the book starts with Loudoun County. And you'll remember Loudoun County, Virginia, what happened a year ago, where a teenage girl was sexually assaulted at school, 14-year-old girl, by a boy wearing a skirt in the girl's restroom, and the school covered it up. They lied about it. They insisted it didn't happen. When the parent went to the school board to stand up, they threw the dad in jail. They arrested him, threw him to the ground, and then the National Association of School Boards wrote a letter to the Biden administration asking the Biden administration to target parents who speak up at school boards as domestic terrorists using the Patriot Act. And 6 days later, moving like quicksilver, Attorney General Merrick Garland wrote a formal memo to the FBI saying, target parents, go after them, moms and dads. And right now that is happening. The FBI is interviewing and targeting parents who speak up against sexual assault at schools, who speak up against critical race theory at schools. This administration is perfectly willing to use law enforcement to target you for exercising your rights.
All right. I've got a couple of more questions here for you. And by the way, that student in Loudoun County, Senator Cruz, actually was allowed to go to another school where he victimized another young lady. It's just absolutely disgusting.
Yep.
Justice Corrupted,
exactly right.
How the Left Weaponized Our Legal System, Senator Ted Cruz, the author. Look, you in chapter three, you get into Crossfire Hurricane, and I just got to get your impression on Durham, the Durham investigation. He's striking out, but it seems like the FBI may have been the target here of Durham all along to expose what you're exposing. Would you agree?
Yeah, listen, I'm glad Durham is working to try to bring accountability. I think it's unfortunate now. We've had two cases that he's failed to get convictions. Part of the problem is that the federal judges have thrown out significant amounts of evidence, have tried to insulate, for example, the Hillary Clinton campaign, and have limited what the juries could hear. But we've also had a problem that the Washington, D.C. area juries have just demonstrated that I think they're unwilling to convict people of this abuse of power. And there's a double standard at play. And what the book explains, so after 8 years under Obama of using the federal government to target their enemies, for example, using the IRS to target and persecute the Tea Party and conservatives, when Obama left, and to their shock, Donald Trump was elected, the book recounts how on January 5th, 2017, there was a meeting in the Oval Office with Barack Obama and Joe Biden and the head of the FBI, the head of the CIA, the head of the DOJ, where they agreed to target Donald Trump, and they had their hard partisans burrow into the career positions at these agencies, and they launched Crossfire Hurricane, targeting the incoming president and directing the deep state to go after him. And Crossfire Hurricane was thoroughly corrupt. It included senior officials of the FBI creating fraudulent documents, submitting them to the courts in order to target Donald Trump. And it was all about weaponizing government and did enormous damage to President Trump and the Trump administration. And now those partisans, they're not even hiding anymore, because with Merrick Garland, that they're in the open. I got to say, Merrick Garland has done more to damage the integrity of the Department of Justice than any attorney general in history. And that includes John Mitchell, Nixon's attorney general, who resigned in disgrace, was criminally prosecuted, and served jail time. Garland's done more to damage DOJ than even Mitchell.
Folks, in this book, Senator Cruz continues to talk about critical race theory, the January 6th kangaroo court. He goes on to even talk about affirmative action, which raised an eyebrow for me. So I think it's a very good read. Justice Corrupted, How the Left Weaponized Our Legal System, the author, conservative Senator Ted Cruz. Sir, always appreciate the time you carve out for us.
Chris, thank you very much. Encourage your listeners, go buy the book. I think you'll find it interesting, a fun read, and it's going to equip you to know what is happening and to know how to fight back and protect your rights.
God's blessing, sir, and thank you very much again. All right, that's going to do it, everybody, for the Salcedo Storm podcast. Two websites to visit for you. First off, TexasScorecard.com. TexasScorecard.com. That's where you find all the news that impacts Texas. And if it impacts Texas, it's going to impact these United States. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. That is where you track down the Chris Salcedo shows on radio in the morning on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. There's an app for that, so you can hear it all over the country. And in the afternoon on Newsmax TV, 4 o'clock until 5 o'clock Eastern, always at home on the Salcedo Storm podcast. By the way, while you're at ChrisSalcedo.com, you can learn how to book me for a speech. You can drop me an email, drop me a voicemail, all of that. A full service website for you at ChrisSalcedo.com. And by the way, after I interviewed Representative Harrison there about this incident that happened to me with a Texas health agency, they reached back out and they agreed to answer some questions from your liberty-loving Latinos. So as soon as we get that interview lined up and recorded, we will make sure to bring it to you here on a future Salcedo Storm podcast. In the meantime, remember this: a society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we the people. See ya.
When we told growers that new Bayer Premium Trifold Herbicide for corn delivers visibly clean fields for up to 8 weeks, they were a bit skeptical.
We'll see how it works.
So we decided to prove it. We set up cameras in multiple cornfields, treated them with Trifold, and filmed for 24 hours a day. For 8 weeks, we saw a variety of weather conditions, and Trifold worked. See for yourself at TrifoldInAction.com. Trifold is a restricted-use pesticide. Consult your state pesticide regulator for specific restrictions. Read and follow pesticide label directions.
En LL Flooring, el éxito de tu negocio es nuestra prioridad. Por eso te ofrecemos un amplio surtido de pisos de calidad siempre en existencia, con precios bajos garantizados, exclusivos para profesionales. Además, ofrecemos muestras gratis y limitadas, facilidad de devoluciones, horario extendido y mucho más. ¡Hasta te ayudamos a conseguir trabajadores! Visita tu tienda LL Flooring más cercana y descubre por qué somos el aliado de los profesionales del flooring.